It's the Big Time with Whitney Allen.
Hey, Miss Whitney.
Hi, Mr. McCollum. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Great to see you.
You too. Thank you.
Almost a daddy?
Almost. Getting there.
How exciting for you?
It's pretty exciting. It's crazy. I forget about it a couple times a day, and I'll remember and freak out for about 10 seconds, and then I'm excited again.
Do we know if it's a boy or a girl yet? And by we, I mean me.
It's a boy.
Oh, you got a boy coming.
Yes, ma'am.
I already feel the baby belt buckles being ordered as we speak.
Oh, it's he's got all kinds of cowboy stuff in his room already, so.
I bet he does. You've had a pretty big year, and I think that the latest news I heard has got to be the fact that you're opening for crying out loud, George Strait.
Yes, ma'am.
How did you feel? I mean, I'm sure that it just didn't pop up like this morning. Hey, you're opening for George. I'm sure there were talks ahead of time. But did you feel like it was going to happen?
It was a hard secret to keep, that's for sure. But, you know, it was sometime in the last year, I got a phone call from his management, you know, asking if I'd like to play Kyle Field with George Strait. It's only about a 50-minute drive from my hometown, Texas A&M.
Oh, wow.
First concert ever at Kyle Field, ever.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a pretty easy yes. I actually had a tour date in College Station at their basketball arena on our Burn It Down tour this year.
I remember. We
had to cancel that and couldn't announce the George show, so we kind of had to do it and take a little bit of heat and just kind of knew that once we could announce George's show that...
Everybody thought that was because you knew about the baby, yeah.
I know, and we did know. She was pregnant, but that wasn't why. It was just kind of... It was funny. It was a good laugh.
Oh, that's awesome. You're also going to open the ACM Lifting Lives live. You're headlining that.
Yeah, it's an honor to do it, and it's just, you know, your time's going to something that really matters and really makes a difference. And
that's amazing.
Well, you get to do so much cool stuff in this business. You know, it's just, it's anytime you have an opportunity to do something like that, you kind of jump on it because you're making a difference. And your friends get to come and, you know, you get to swing a golf club and play music and it's all doing something really positive. So that was a no-brainer. Once I got asked to do that, I was like, heck yeah.
Oh, I bet. And right now you're on your Burn It Down tour, correct?
Yes.
Now, you have been so busy. I mean, if it's not working, it's planning, but you've also been doing the tour. I heard you have 20 songs ready to go for the next album. Where did you find time to do 20 songs?
I've probably got 20 songs I've written. I've probably got 10 or 12 that I really am in love with and want to cut right away. So we'll see.
Wow.
I didn't write a song for 10 months, and then I've written pretty much everything in the last 60 days. So,
in the last 60 days?
Yes, ma'am.
How inspired are you? Are you inspired all the time, or do you have to sit down and force yourself to write something?
No, I can't force it. It comes and goes. It's got a mind of its own, and you know, I'm just the vessel in which it transports, you know, itself through. It shows up every now and then, and I ride the wave as long as it's going, and then when it's gone, I probably won't see it for a while again.
Wow. Well, you have had quite the success with Burn It Down. Was that one of the songs, because it's such an intense tune, when you put out the album, was that one of the songs that you just went, yeah, this is the one, or do some songs take you by surprise?
I mean, I knew that was probably the most single-worthy song. It just felt, it felt the most impactful on the record. And I really wanted to, you know, feature it in our live show every night. I really wanted to put that song out and see what it could do. And I thought it would do well. I didn't think it would do what it's doing now.
Dude, what is happening at your live shows? You have to be on the lookout. Are people getting overly excited? It's not like fights are breaking out at your shows, right?
Well, if you're talking about Columbia's show, and we stopped hell of a year four or five times,
yeah.
I think. And it was four people passed out, and there was one fight, all during the saddest, slowest song that I've ever written. So it was kind of...
Oh, my God.
It was kind of bizarre. New personal record for us. Most times we've ever had to stop a song in one night. Eventually,
a song,
I was like,
not a show, a song.
Just one song. And after like the fourth or fifth one, I was like, let's just go to the next song. Everybody was fine. Everybody was good.
Right.
Everything was under control. I was like, we'll put that one in the bag. On to the next.
How far? Because I really didn't realize how far back you can see into the audience when you're on stage, because all the lights are on you.
Well, it's kind of the problem is you can't see. You can see when people are kind of skirmishing around. You can tell something's going on, and then you can tell. I mean, at some point, you can tell by the way the people around them are looking at you that, you know, something's going down and needs attention. So, but it's kind of the problem. You know, you're trying to figure it out, and you can't see. You have no,
yeah.
You know, and you kind of let the crowd be the judge and the jury on who's got to go. So,
well, you're doing pretty well.
Working on it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Listen, Parker, I'm so glad you had time to talk to us. Congratulations on this George Strait gig. That is just I know for somebody like you, that's got to be huge. It's huge for all of us, but you must be like,
yes, ma'am.
Even though you've known for a while, to have it announced, right?
Yeah, I don't know what else to ask for now. That's as good as it gets.
You are quite the force to be reckoned with.
Thank you. Thanks for your time, Whitney.
Always. Parker McCollum, give it up. What a good guy. Thank you, my friend.